become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine proudly present A Night of Photography, Art, and Music. Firstly, Fit to Print, the first ever Discorder Magazine contributors and featured artist shows, showcasing all new photography and illustration. Secondly, come celebrate the release of the debut album Little Skeletons by the Lost Lovers Brigade, the release of Moon of Neptune by Kellarissa, and the joy of performance by Vancouver's Shimmering Stars. Head down this Friday, December 16th, to the Interurban Art Gallery at 1 East Hastings. There's a free art opening and reception at 8 p.m. After 9 p.m., it will be $10 to get in, or you can pick up your tickets for $8 in advance at Red Cat, Scratch, or Zulu.
I've come to hate my body and all that it requires in this world. Candy says, I'd like to know completely what others so discreetly talk about. I'm gonna watch the bluebirds fly over my shoulder. I'm gonna watch and pass me by. Maybe when I'm older, what do you think I'd see? If I could walk away from me. Candy says, I hate the quiet places that cause the smallest taste of what will be. Candy says, I hate the big decisions that cause endless revisions in my mind. I'm gonna watch bluebirds fly over my shoulder. I'm gonna watch pass me by. Maybe when I'm older, what do you think I'd see? If I could walk away from
What do you, what do you wanna know? Tell me, good people, how should it go? It's a plain and sane and simple melody. Means the same to you, means the same to me. It's a plain and sane and simple melody. Brings a song to you, brings some joy to me. Tell me, good people, what do you wanna know? Tell me, good people, should it go? I see the children as they dance around, and I see their feet, they barely touch the ground. And they hear and learn the chorus of the song, and they bring their friends to softly sing along. It's a plain and sane and simple melody. Means the same to you, means the same to me. It's a plain and sane and simple melody. Brings a song to you, brings some joy to me. It's a plain and sane and simple melody. Means the same to you, means the same to me. It's a plain and sane and simple melody. Brings a song to you, brings some joy to me. It's a plain and sane and simple melody.
Welcome back. Welcome back to This Is CITR 101.9. I will be your host for the next hour. This is Nyx on the mic, flying the coop in from Montreal. I have a guest in the studio with me.
Yes, hello. This is the guest.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Swamp Wolf, born under the name of Ilya Krivosheko. I live here in Vancouver, and I'm going to play some acoustic tunes for the city of Vancouver.
Please play us some tunes. What do you got on the burner for us first up, Swamp Wolf?
Swamp Wolf. I think this will be this is a song off an album I recorded in the summertime, and it's a song about a psychotropic journey, we'll say. But
psycho killer
journey. And yeah, it's called Hang.
All right.
And yeah.
Whenever you're ready, rip us one.
Check, how's the voice? Hope it's not too loud.
Took a journey out beyond the plains of grass. Set myself a test, I doubted I could pass. I set myself a test, I doubted I could pass.
How's the vocals? Fine.
They said I shouldn't even use my precious words. They said I couldn't even use my precious words. Instead, I had to wield some kind of fancy cord. Instead, I had to wield some kind of fancy cord. They took me by the hands. They took me by my feet. They took me by my throat, and they left me there to hang without my clothes, to hang without my clothes. I ask myself, what is it that I ate today? I ask myself, what is it that I ate today? Could it be that little brown mushroom? Hell no way. Could it be that little brown mushroom? Hell no way. Yeah. They took me by my hands. They took me by my feet. Oh, they took me by my throat, and they left me there to hang without my clothes, to hang without my clothes, hang without my clothes, hang without my clothes, hang without my clothes.
Are just tuning in, what you just heard was Hang by Swamp Wolf, here live playing acoustic 12 string in the studio at CITR 101.9, broadcasting to you over the airways. We're gonna pay some bills and check in, so stay tuned.
Calling all single ladies, independent women, and the guys who love them. Saturday, December 17th, Winnie Cooper presents Check These Grills at the Astoria Pub. It ain't nothing but a she thing, so expect femcees all night long, spinning your favorites from Lil to Lauren to Latifah. It's Check These Grills, Saturday, December 17th at the Astoria Pub. For more information, go to winniecooper.net. Check These Grills is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
A crippled on his deathbed in a daydream did ride. Past the streams of fire on a pedal path to glide. He left his wheelchair spinning deeper in the mud. And it sent his memories in its body and its blood. An angel came to greet him, by his side she flew. Whispered as a part of him what he already knew. His head was spinning freely, and it was plain to see. His burden was himself, he bore the sight his eyes could be.
that died quite easily right there was gone for good. But he couldn't see his loved one like he thought he should. He thought if they were gone, said he, and this cannot be true. The search to find what wasn't there has brought him back to you.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9. You just heard Cripple Creek by Alexander Skip Spence.
Oh man, can I make a note on that? This guy is quite has a story. So it'll be short. But apparently the story goes that he got arrested for busting through a hotel room with an axe and trying to kill his band members on acid. They let him go. When they let him go out of the asylum, because I guess he pleaded like insanity or something like that.
Sure.
Or maybe he, had some insanity. I don't know. But when he got out of the asylum, he rode in his pajamas, on his motorcycle to the recording studio, and
busted
out an album in like two days or something.
Hot damn, yeah, ladies and gentlemen!
Cool.
There you go. Watch out for those raging axe-carrying acid-headed musicians. What you're hearing in the background is Son Titre 5 by Kant Nagano, which is actually not even said like that, but we won't go into the acronyms of things. So we are live, and we have some acoustic music, and Swamp Wolf, little Swampy Wolf over here, had a show last night. Was it last night?
I don't
know. Tuesday, maybe? Whatever. Days,
Today's
numbers.
Wednesday. No, it's not.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's
he
Tuesday.
Had a show a couple
Tuesday.
Days ago at Montmartre Cafe, which is up on Main, if you know the area. Main
and King Edward.
Yeah, it's Edward. A nice little spot.
Yeah, it is.
How'd you feel? What, were you happy with the way things?
I was pretty happy, yeah, for sure. It was a very dynamic show, at least on my part. No, it was. Everyone did well. It was a good space. We pulled out at least 30 people, 40 people.
It was more than 30 people.
Okay, it was more. 50. We'll say 50.
We're
going
to say closer to 50. There was two other performances by Terra Fractal and A Fist Full of Snacks.
Yeah.
Some local other Vancouver artists. Fistful of Snacks is a show here on CITR, 4 p.m. on Monday. The Rib, check it out if you like that eclectic kind of fugy avant-garde experimental. If you can tolerate that. Some people are just not accustomed to that type of music. But enough of this bantering. We want to hear a song.
By Swamp Wolf?
Swamp Wolf, lead us away. What do you got on the vent burner for us this time?
We got a song titled 144,000. And that is in some reference, I guess. Some slight reference to the this idea. I've read this idea in what?
Just go closer to the mic.
I've read this idea.
144,000, ladies and gentlemen. You can call if you have something to say about that number. I'll tell you the on-studio air number, 604-822-8618. But tell us more about...
So... I read some stuff by Jose Argulis, whatever the hell his name is, and he does like all that mind shit or whatever, right?
The Mayans.
And I mean, and he's had something talking about a select like 144,000 members or whatever it is that will ascend or something like that. And of course, you can get into the idea of the figures being kind of what? Stop! What's it? God.
Just play us the song and speak a little closer into the mic.
Okay. So, it's supposed... Maybe it's, like, a certain quality of 144,000, or maybe a certain, set that's got some kind of, mathematical, correspondence behind it or something. But either way...
I think 144,000 has the perfect square root.
Does it? Maybe. So do a lot of numbers, but
yeah.
I hear you. Anyway, the song is in reference to that and, in trusting that... And also, it talks about, things, the basic change of history. Well, and the chorus changing.
Take it away, Swamp Wolf.
I don't usually play a 12th string that much, and finger picking it is quite a nuisance, but please bear with me. Give me 2 lines.
Of us, 144,000 of us. Oh, which one will you trust? 144,000 of us. And they're trying to burn the bridges. Join them if you must. 144,000 of us. We've dug up all the riches. Never go down to the same river twice. You can never go down to the same river twice. Oh, why won't you just take my advice? You can never go down to the same river twice. And I told you once, twice, thrice, you still went down just in case. Your idiot's chase, you raised your eyebrows when I called you a head case. ¼,000 of us. 144,000 of us. Oh, which one will you trust? We're trying to burn the bridges. Join us if you must. 144,000 of us. We've dug up all the riches. And I told you once, twice, thrice, you still went down just in case. Your bitches chase, you raised your eyebrows when I called you a head case.
Wonderful. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Swamp Wolf with 144,000.
Yes.
I want to play one of your tracks from your new album.
The instrumental?
Newest album, yeah. It's going to be an instrumental, I believe. I think, so...
New album?
Newer album?
No, it's the only one by Swamp Wolf. I mean, I recorded a bunch of stuff, like, years ago. And it was, like, really raw. Like, it was just... I was... No editing, nothing. You can hear, like, keyboards, like, clicking at the end and stuff, like, to stop the multi-track editing program. And...
So this one...
This one's more beefed up, and it's of the time that I am now. You know, before it was a different time. I was talking about different things. I was thinking about different things. This is a project, I guess. It'll probably... You know, it might end and I move on to something else, you know, change instruments or a feeling or something. But yeah, so but this is the proximity of me right now. This album.
This next one I'm going to play is called 13 Rivers.
Woo!
And
my favorite.
It's an acoustic set off of, actually no, it's not acoustic. We're playing acoustic, but this is off his album, Swamp Wolf's Back Come.
That's not
here. Well, that was not, in fact, the right track at all.
That was the beginning of the album. If you like what you heard, get yourself on MySpace or Bandcamp. MySpace is going to have two Fs at the end of Swamp Wolf, but either way, you'll find it if you just type it in. Well.
Here we go, okay. Technical humps.
Crank that shit. Thank you.
On the air, CITR 101.9.
Beautiful.
You just heard Stand It by Swamp Wolf, not on Batcom because I knew her release, which sounded a little bit like Beefheart.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely had that in mind, and I'm very much inspired by the man, Don Van Vliet, who just passed away last year, I think. And yeah, he had this really raunchy kind of factor to his singing and his music. And so I had this, my friend gave me this little program, little hardware, and you have to download a software for it. And
it distorts the vocals.
No. You get a choice of like different amplifiers from different eras, and you can like, you just, you know, load them up and you get the amplifier sound, I guess. And so I found these kind of older, raunchy blue sounds, and so did the slide work, and then I found something to really distort the vocals, which I feel are slightly over distorted and somewhat
inaudible in a way sometimes.
Well, not inaudible, they're incomprehensible, you can't hear what there's, you know, what the words exactly are, but
right.
That's kind of the point, I guess, was to maybe push it a little bit, you know, over beef it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's fun.
Just like Beefheart, you'd be so proud to hear that legacy of kind of distorted, raunched out kickback sound. Yeah. I mean, again, it's like, it's difficult for some people to listen to that kind of music, and it's like, I mean, you can listen to music and you can listen to classical music and you can listen to smooth jazz and be like, yeah, it's alright, it's just music, it's just playing in the background, it's going, I'm studying, whatever, it's ambient. Or you can listen to music and, like, you know, it's, and you listen to something that's grating like that and almost like runs the follicles in your hair the opposite direction. You know when you pet a cat the
yeah.
wrong way?
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of feels like that in your brain sometimes. Once again, it is, let's see, what time are we at? 11:37 a.m. in the morning. It's Thursday, December something. 15th maybe. 2011. It's kind of cold and rainy out. And if you are listening, you're listening to Swamp Wolf doing a little acoustic set for us, and he's got another song.
Yeah.
Tell us the name of this one and where this one
this
the
song.
Inspiration for this one came from, Ilya.
Well, this tune is called Each Other's Shadow. And it is, I guess, kind of about leaving people, each other, you know, relations, certain things in the dark, and only getting kind of anecdotal lightings from other sources. But you'll see, I guess, with the lyrics.
Yeah, I know, that wasn't totally clear. My eyebrows are furrowing here.
I'm not a very clear man.
And I'll just let you know that right now in the background, you're listening to Heart's Mend, The Prelude by Rebecca Foon. But we're going to get to some live music.
Step out of the way, Rebecca Foon.
In that shadow, we're gonna leave each other. Oh yeah, in that shadow, and the only light that we'll get is for a cigarette. We gonna take us a brother for cannon fodder, and the only break that he'll get is for a cigarette. We gonna hear the lovers screaming louder. We're gonna hear the lovers, whoa, screaming louder. And the only silence that they'll get is the crackling of the cigarette. That we've smoked too many cigarettes.
Said I thank you. mama thinks a million.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fund Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
This is CITR 101.9. Again. 101.9. Okay. So what you just heard was...
was something mad.
Crazy.
Utter madness.
It was Each other's beautiful, actually.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah, it's... I totally forgot. It was... The play on is about, like, cigarettes and how... You know, light, little light sticks and wands and whatnot, and then leaving each other in the shadows and other things, you know, that I guess tear people apart. And then there's like mundane like things, and then cigarettes kind of giving breaks to people. Just that general. I don't know, I'm a smoker myself, and so I have a very intimate relation with smoke in general. So
I generally have found that cigarettes are kind of exciting because it's like, you know, man is mad because man created fire, right? And so, like, a cigarette is a way to manipulate fire. And you can handle it.
Yeah,
you can hold it. It's more than just, like, a lighter or, like, a match as well.
Like a little wand.
It's not good for you, though, kids.
I don't know. It might be worse to tell the kids...
You're not advertising for cigarettes.
It might be worse to tell the kids that the cigarette's bad.
Because then they'll want it more, because that's the way the human psyche works,
bad stuff,
right?
Give me the bad stuff.
Everyone wants what
porn,
you can't have.
So this
is Nick's on the mic. I'm doing a fill in here for another 15 minutes. I got Swamp Wolf in the studio. Now, Swamp Wolf is not your real name.
Swamp Wolf. It's not my real name.
So.
It's my name right now.
Could you speak a little closer to the mic, please? Thank you.
This is good. I like this one.
Much better. Tell us why Swamp Wolf?
Swamp Wolf because I was born in a swamp. And
swamp?
I feel I have a very intimate collection of moons. No, connection to the moon. I'm sure, you know.
Tell us about the swamp you were born in.
I was born in Belarus, which is swampland, essentially the Pripyat marshes, and because geographically speaking the Europe finishes and or whatever borders of the Ural Mountains, and then so the Swiss Alps and the Ural Mountains inside of Russia create a kind of a sink where everything flows down, and you know bogs down in Belarus.
So he's from Belarus, the swamp, and he goes by Swamp Wolf.
And you know, there's like radiation all over the fucking place there from Chernobyl, and so you know, who knows what kind of mutant wolves have come out of there?
Yeah, he got mutated. Super musical powers from the Chernobyl explosion, because you were born at the time that the
like a year after, but yeah, enough time to be fully exposed to it by in the womb and then in my early childhood years. Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever noticed any extra limbs coming out of your body, or is like the guitar kind of like an extra limb for you?
Yeah, that would be the most accurate representation of that scenario.
So he's playing us some ditties. Got his 12 string in here, and the next one that you had mentioned you'd be interested in playing is kind of a newer one.
Yeah.
Tell us the title for this.
This title's called "Storming Heaven," and I don't know. I remember my friend of mine talking or using that phrase, and it could be a name of a book by someone, but I'm not sure. But I guess it's you know, the kind of paradox of taking heaven by force, or like, you know, busting in there, breaking up the peace, whatever that means, I don't know.
Pounding down on the pearly gates.
Yeah.
Storm it.
Okay.
Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9. You're in the background. We have some Curiosidades Accidentalis by Bernardino Femminelli. La 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 la. And let's go on with an acoustic set. Storm in the Castles by Swamp Wolf. Oh, Storm in Heaven.
Storm in the Castles. Nice. Sure, pearly castles made of clouds. too loud. It's just gonna kill it when I sing really loud.
When we storm heaven, we will flood the gates, flood the gates. Then we'll meet the devil. Is this not our fate? Not our fate. The hour is 11:11. You're not safe in the grave. Arise, you dogs, for the power has faded. Heaven's been annihilated. I've seen it in our eyes. We keep a pill of cyanide just like a bunch of spies. We told no one that we're here. We sit alone and drink our beers. Who's the fool who told you we would compromise? The trees, and who's the lazy fuck who sits around in glee? The wheel may catch up comically, but this is still uncertainty. But just try and go to sleep. Cyanide just like a bunch of spies. We told no one that we're here. We sit alone and drink our beers. Who's the fool who told you we would compromise? Who's the fool who told you we would compromise? Who's the fool who told you we would compromise?
So much, Ilya. That fucking oops. F-bombs in the song. F-bombs on the airwaves. You heard nothing. That again was a lovely track by Swamp Wolf. Swampy Wolf. If you want to check out his music on the interweb, you can find it at www.myspace.com/swamp. S-W-A-M-P, Wolf, two Fs on the end of that, W-O-L-F-F. I had a question for you, and I seem to have forgotten it because of the use of
we're
amazing...
All out of time.
Are we really? No, we're not. We still have some time.
That was just like one of those ways of trying to get out of the question. But anyway.
Again, this is CITR 101.9, broadcasting to you live. Thanks for listening so far. I'm gonna pay some bills here for a second, and we'll be on the air, so just stay tuned.
2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Welcome back. Swamp Wolf, Ilya, how would you describe your musical sound?
Well, I asked a friend of mine once. I mean, I kind of stuck myself in a category of folk fusion. And I asked my friend what he thought of the album, or what if you were to genre-size it. And he said freak folk, and he said someone else puts themselves under that category. I forgot which artist, but that sounds pretty accurate. You know, it's kind of freaky. It's not, I don't think it's too conventional of folk. I think it's got something of my own, whatever that means. But anyway, and also I think I've definitely got a humorous vibe, so avant-garde kind of style. And the Backcom album was definitely less in the avant-garde direction, perhaps in the present, you know, in the actual work of it, and then looking back on it, kind of seems, you know, humorous in some parts. But it is definitely a darker album. But
it is
to laugh at.
I was talking to somebody else about your album the other day, and I said, you know, Ilya is one of those guys that when he plays music, it brings so much joy to everyone listening. And this guy was like, well, I don't know, that album wasn't very joyful. It kind of made me sad. So I guess what we're really going to do is lighten up the mood a bit then.
Yes, I guess so.
Yeah.
With kind of a comical song about a cat being stuck in a tree.
Meow.
And which happened to us, but...
So this is based off of a true story?
Yeah, so this one only. This is the only song that's based off a true story. Everything else...
This is a story then about Lazarus the cat, yes?
Yeah.
Lazarus the little orange, he was only a kitten. Alright, so...
And then it trails off to some other stuff, so...
A couple segues in there.
No, kind of quantum songs, you know?
Randomly probable. Here we go, Swamp Wolf, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want it to peak, because it sounds like shit if it peaks.
Stuck in a tree,
he won't come down for you, and he won't come down for me.
I am on a lonely beach with my cat stuck in a tree, and this could all just be a dream. But my proof is that it wasn't just the greed that got me here. But I'm still on a lonely beach with my cat stuck in a tree. What do I do? I hope I won't have to call the fire department. Bunch of hunky guys who got nothing to do but to spend your tax dollars from you. And if they show up on the scene, they're gonna take out their axes and chop down my tree.
I trust these figures of authority.
I gotta stop my whining and start to climb that tree.
Well,
freedom isn't free. It won't be free for you, and it won't be free for me. Yes, and this could all just be a dream. But my proof is when I cream my shorts and you're not even near me. And I do a little dance out of my house and out into the streets. And I buy myself a beer and I sit alone and drink and smoke and talk. And my head is feeling clear. And still the fire is a carpet. It's burning little sores into the bottom of my feet. With my taxes paid and my belly full, I can plant a little seed and ask for nothing more.
Well, they can sell you a coffin, they can sell you some time. All you gotta do is just sign on the burning lines.
stuck in a tree. He won't come down for you, and he won't come down for me. I am on a lonely beach with my cat stuck in a tree. I know that it wasn't just the greed that got me here. And I hope I won't have to call the fire department. Bunch of hunky guys who got nothing to do but to take your tax dollars from you. And if they show up on the scene, they're gonna take out their axes and chop down that tree.
I trust these figures of authority.
I gotta stop my whining and start to climb that tree.
Thank you so much for tuning in to CITR.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for coming into the studio, Swamp Wolf, Ilya. If you like what you hear, check out the rest of the album, Backcome, on myspace.com, Swamp Wolf, Wolf with two Fs at the end there. I'm just going to throw a little shout out about a show on Friday night. The Maladies are playing at Our Town on Friday, December 17th. They are not a freak folk band, and if you like some soul... some really, really sold out women, whole female ensemble, Our Town Maladies. Check it out. I'll be there. If you like what you hear, check back again next Wednesday, 3 to 5 p.m. I'll be on the air and have a great day.